Craig Hughes, the assisted dying committee membership was decided on today. It's been a proposal that I think Breed Smith's colleague Gene O'Kenny has been keen to pursue. But how will it operate? Is it going to be like the Committee on the Eighth Amendment?
Yes, so it'll be a special committee. Michael Healy-Ray will chair it, and so the Shannon selected their members today. It's Independence Lynn Moran, Ronan Mullen, Labour's Annie Hoey, Fianna Fáil's Fiona O'Loughlin, and Fine Gael's Mary Siri Kearney. So they'll tease through the difficult questions similar to that and complete their work within 9 months. I think given, you would argue, the success of that previous committee, it would seem to be a good forum to tease that out in.
Right, and it's whether to introduce a scheme of assisted dying rather than how to do it.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Padraig Tobin, you've had concerns about this proposal before, have you?
I have. I've spoken to many people in palliative care, people who are, you know, consultants, experts who work every day with people who are dying. And the associations here in Ireland are directly opposed to the introduction of assisted suicide or assisted dying in this country. They are so in the main because they believe that once you introduce this, it creates that issue of a burden. And in our last conversation, we spoke about the pressure that older people can come under, etc. And they're worried that people will take the decision to proceed with assisted dying due to the experience that they feel that they are a burden on their family or on society.
Right. Do you think a committee should be considering it at all?
Well, I'm opposed to it being introduced, but I'm not opposed to a debate on it. I do think a good debate is healthy on any issue, to be honest. But I do believe that it should be science and evidence-based, and that's my main concern in this. You know, and disability groups should be brought into disability action in Britain, for example. We're opposed to legislation coming in on this because, again, they felt that people with severe disabilities, again, come under pressure, feel that they are a burden, and therefore they take these decisions not because they want to, but because of that. All and right. Also, we see in different countries like, you know, Canada and Belgium, once it's introduced, it often increases in its scope, and the numbers increase massively who actually decide to do this, you know.
Breed Smith.
Okay, well, it's 2 years since Gino's bill went before the Houses, and we've been waiting this long to get the committee in situ because it was a government amendment that said, let's put this into a special committee. So it's welcome that the committee is established today. But I think we need to have this debate free from any sort of scaremongering or fake information. We really do need to be very careful about it, because when you think about it, this stems from people who are deeply affected by this issue. Vicky Phelan, for example, was a big advocate for Gino for this bill and many others who are deeply affected with MS and various other afflictions in life. And they really want to see something progress. So the debate has to happen in a scientific and a scaremongering free manner.
Yeah, sure.
And so we're glad that the whole committee has been set up. But I think it should be given thought, you know, consideration with the seriousness with which people like Vicky advocated for it, because it has real meaning behind it.
And there are other voices. The College of Psychiatrists in Ireland, an expert body, has warned that what it calls physician-assisted suicide is not compatible with good medical care, and specifically opposes that. If that's the conclusion of the committee based on sizing up scientific evidence, would you accept it?
Well, if that's the conclusion of the committee, that means the bill is dead in the water. It's not going to progress. But it doesn't mean that the campaigning or the voices who want to be able to see assisted suicide, to be able to access it, will go away. They won't go away.
And what do you think of those concerns by expert bodies like the College of Psychiatrists?
Well,
when set against, as you say, fiercely compelling stories of people who have suffered or are in the stages of terminal illness, as against an expert group who comes out and says, we don't think this is in the broader general social interest.
Well, we're not going to have the full debate here, but I do remember when Gino introduced the bill and gave us a briefing document on it, there are loads of safeguards that can be put into place. It's not just a free-for-all. There are safeguards and there are ways and means of making sure that people cannot abuse their loved ones or their elderly, or just get rid of people that they see as a nuisance. And the decision is to be taken by the person themselves, not by their relatives. Right. Assisted dying is a choice that one makes oneself, rather than somebody making it on your behalf.
Malcolm Noonan, do you have a view on it already, or will you await the committee's decision?
I'll await the committee's decision. I spoke to Gino about this morning, and I welcome the establishment of the committee. I think it's really progressive and good, and I think it's an issue. I mean, in the US, they've had a euthanasia society since 1938, so this is a long-going debate in many countries. And secondly, I do agree with Padder in the sense we do need to look at the role of hospice care and palliative care. And having a full complement of good palliative care across the country. I know my friend Susie Long, when she finally found hospice care in here in Dublin, I think it was just a great comfort to her in that end of life care. So there's many different views on it, and I think the committee's role will be to try and tease out the pros and cons of it. And it's a balanced committee, and I think there's a great opportunity now to have a worthwhile debate about something ethically and morally. We have we all have to face this issue, and I think it's important that we have this in a reasoned and balanced way.